Like, sugar is not bad. Sugar, like, the whole food industry wants, like, a villain, and we just use sugar to be, like, the villain. Sugar is bad. And we're also brainwashed, like, oh, sugar is bad. Like, no, what the fuck is sugar? Sugar is just neutral energy, and sugar is found in every complex carbohydrate. This is actually what makes it yummy. Good morning, Bloom Babies, and welcome to another episode. Today I want to talk about how I eat nowadays in details and like my life review so far of how I've been eating. Because you know, healthy lifestyle choices is what I practice basically since day one and what I highly recommend, because how we feel in this present moment is all we got. Because if you check your watch, we're living in the eternal now. And let me tell you, we can feel so good in this pleasure suit if we take care of our bodies, of our mind, of our spirit. And because we're like being physical beings in a physical body and all choosing to believe in this consensus agreement of reality, which includes our biology, there are things that are basically all the same for us. Like, if you sleep enough, you feel good. If you underslept, you feel like shit. If you over consume caffeine, you're like, and get crashes. If you like eat shitty food and overeat, you gain weight. Like, it's just like our biology, which is like this consensus agreement in reality that we all play the same game, we all believe in. And it's so nice to, yeah, figure out healthy lifestyle choices and practice them to feel so good in our bodies. Let's take a deep breath. So yeah, the last two English podcasts were really well received. I'm back in the English podcast game. And I basically just want a topic that I can talk about something, because as you might know me, I love to go deep into spirit. So fasten your vlogging seatbelt, we got, because it's gonna go up. And it's so nice for me to just have a topic to talk about, so it like anchors me that is something we both like experience, like eating food, nutrition, which we all do every day. And I can talk about that and always come back to the bigger picture, because it's all one. Okay, so where shall we start? Let me give you a little recap of how I ate my life and then how I eat right now. And as you might also know, I do social media now for like a decade, and mostly my content was for the longest time focused about healthy lifestyle choices, about veganism, and there were like tons of full days of eatings, infographics on vegan strengths at Instagram, like why healthy lifestyle choices, eating more plants is beneficial. I had a whole vegan recipe Instagram page, Vegan's Food. I sold it a while ago because I wasn't excited about it anymore. But it has like at its peak 330,000 followers, all grown organically, and my recipe videos had like millions of views. Some of them where it just posted like easy, healthy recipes that taste good. Because I wasn't seeing in it. I was just seeing like super fancy things where I'm like, people are not gonna eat more blends because this is fun to watch, but no one is gonna make this fancy cheesecake as like a everyday thing. Where's like a healthy, simple porridge that tastes good? So I made tons of easy, delicious vegan recipe videos. And then more and more people were doing it, so I retired and did something else. This is like my life theme. I'm like the alien going ahead. I always do something new where I don't see other people doing it, like leading the way. Then people like get it and they also do it. And then once other people do it, I move on to the next thing. So yeah, back then I really didn't see healthy, yummy vegan recipe videos that are easy on social that much. Because in actuality, in our daily lives, we rotate like 8, 9, 10 meals we like. And when people get informed about, eating more plants is healthy, but then what do I eat? And here, let me give you those in your repertoire so you are all set. All right. Let's take a deep breath while I take a sip from my cacao. Okay, so I grew up in Munich, and big shout outs to my mom because she overall cooked really healthy for us. Like often things like dessert were tons of cut strawberries with some whipped cream. And we always, when we ate food together, had a big salad, a fresh salad. So yeah, shout outs to my mom. And then when I went to the army and moved out, like 19 years, I moved to Berlin in my own apartment, and all of a sudden I was in charge of my own life. So also my own nutrition. And then quickly I became vegan. I already tried becoming a vegan when I was a kid, but because I was under the household from my mom, it didn't work out so well. Because as a kid, like, I saw like the dead meat my mom was preparing for something. I'm like, oh my God, this is like, I made the connection. I'm like, I'm not gonna eat this again. Like, this is like an animal. And then I was like, quote unquote, vegetarian for a while, except chicken, because as a kid, I didn't make the connection that chicken is meat because no one explained it to me. And it wasn't like, you know how red meat is like red. So you see like the veins and the blood kind of. But with chicken, I didn't make the connection. But yeah, then my mom like wanted me to eat meat again. So I was like eating it again to like make her happy and believing that I needed to and all that stuff. But once I like moved out, when I turned 20, I became a vegan. And yeah, then this was like my Einstiegsdroge, which in English is like my first truck in waking up. Wow, that rhymed. My first truck in waking up. And then, wabba-da-ba-bop, I also found out all the stuff, you know, once you like open the box about, okay, where does our food come from? Okay, factory farming. Okay, what else is like fed to us as healthy, but is actually not, like, follow the money, all that stuff. I was like waking up hardcore so quickly. I found Bashar and psychedelics, grew my own magic mushrooms. And I was like, okay, now that I peeked behind the curtain of reality and really study the structure of reality, I get it that I need to follow my joy because this is who I am. And it always came natural to me anyways to follow my joy. It's just my intuition. It's actually all of our intuition. This is who we are. So yeah, but here I'm gonna focus on nutrition. So then I quickly like discovered all the benefits about eating a healthy plant-based diet. And not saying you need to be vegan, not at all. I'm saying listen to your body consciousness. I'm saying for myself, like, I benefit greatly from eating plants. And most other people I experience, but I also see like people are in different stages in their life, and whatever your body consciousness, your higher self is telling you, some people maybe need some denser foods because even they're super ungrounded and they're literally flying away. So eat some more dense things to stay in this reality. Yeah. They're like endless reasons. We're on the one hand really similar, and on the other hand, so different. Like similar in the sense of we need to like sleep kind of like the same amount to feel good, eating similar, but even there are like big differences, because actually now that we wake up, what human actually means that we're all these multidimensional aliens, that multidimensional is actually the norm. We're like, whoa, I have like a strong Pleiadian counterpart, this person has like a strong Draconian counterpart, it's like, you know, like a lizard, like a reptile. So his nutrition varies, and he's also in a phase where he's like really dense, whereas I'm like super light and I but I'm also grounded in that, so I can keep eating like plants. Anyways, I saw how amazing you could feel practicing healthy lifestyle choices. The biggest ones are sleeping enough, like plus 8 hours. I usually am laying down for 10 hours. Of the 10 hours, I mostly sleep like 9 hours, sometimes more, sometimes less, but less than 8 hours, no, then I don't feel as good as I could be. I recommend lay down 10 hours. That's what I recommend. Next one is what we eat. If we're eating, I like the term whole food, plant-based nutrition. Oh my God, we feel so good because what we eat, we become. And third is exercise, moving our body, moving our DNA in whatever way excites you. Oh my God, like the endorphins, like wow, going into nature, because we are nature, and resting, and like what we feed our minds, like all these things I was practicing, I was embodying, and oh my God, I felt so good. And I saw people I saw people around me suffering. And then I discovered social media as the tool to not just reach my direct environment, but the whole world. And I got so excited to educate people about these things that I really learned how to build muscle, actually. And I had an amazing vegan transformation where I gained like plus 20 kilogram of lean muscle mass. And then I posted these before after pictures on my Instagram and they like exploded. And then I got featured at Daily Mails and this like got viral. It reached like 7 million people and I woke up having 25,000 new followers overnight. This was like the first time I couldn't answer all my DMs. I was like, whoa, whoa. And like some other influencers like talked about me because I made these amazing infographics that educated people about the benefits of a healthy lifestyle. And this is how I grew my social media organically and made money with it, and going to the gym and building muscle and eating healthy and making a recipe video and making a YouTube video about it, going into nature, practicing this all and documenting it and educating people about it. And also I used veganism as like something, a hook to talk about the whole. Like I was talking about following your joy, how to follow your highest excitement, all these things, but like using the hook as veganism because this is something people can grasp. From there, like compassion, like all these things, because if I just, how I speak nowadays, speaking about the universe, the whole thing, back then people couldn't grasp it. And also for me, like I really enjoyed talking about something that's grounded and graspable, and we can take physical action right now. Like, yeah, next morning when you wake up, breakfast, lunch, and dinner is like how you feel every day. Wow. I was like, I'm still so positive, but back then I was like so positive. Because before I had this walk-in experience on my 5th surgery, where like so much more of myself is awake now in this suit, in this body. Like I'm so awake now. I'm like shifted more into a state of neutrality. Like back then I was just like a little delusional about things. Like, oh my God, the whole world is going vegan so soon. Yeah, go vegan, be a hero. Let's create a bright green future where we all feel compassion. Power to all beings, it would be such a blessing. And this was so needed because, like, looking back, the world was so dense in the system, especially Germany, like, so, yeah, negative and pessimistic. And then just, like, this ball of positive energy that is like, oh, my God, I look good. I build muscle, eating plants, make a smoothie bowl. And now I'm just, like, more neutrality because I see the bigger picture and see that the dark side, the negativity is exactly as valid as the positivity, and without that, this wouldn't exist, and seeing just the whole, I'm just like, wow. And also just like being awake to way more. Back then I wasn't so awake to so much, which is also a protection, so you don't get like depressed. So it's like protecting you. You only wake up to the things you can actually handle. So if you're like seeing a lot of shit happening right now, a lot of negative shit that is so fucked up, and you're like, what the fuck? It's actually showing how fucking awake you are. Because if you couldn't handle this, you wouldn't see it. Like back then I was so protected in my vegan bubble that I didn't see much else. And now I just see everything. Because I can handle it. It's like Bashar says it, something like, the closer you get to the light, the more darkness you will see. Yeah, I don't know. There is a great cutout on Spotify on the channel called Higher Mind. I'm gonna link it down below. It's a really good cutout. I really like it. Really helped me a bunch of times, because sometimes I saw so much fucked up shit or things were happening to me, and it's like it was really challenging to like stay positive. So I listened to this, and this really like got me ground zero. Every moment is like now, and every moment is anew. And I just shifted back to like seeing the bigger picture, choosing light, love, positivity. Because what you put out is what you get back. So whatever vibration you be, you get those reflections, and seeing why the darkness exists and all that stuff. So yeah, it's a great cutout. And in general, I highly recommend listening to my good Sasani bro, Bashar, or how I like to call him, Bashi. Okay, let's take a deep breath. All right, so my 20s, I spent exactly doing that, like growing my social organically, collaborating with other people, up-leveling people, and having the main focus on healthy lifestyle choices. And then over the years, it shifted way more into the whole, our mindset. Like back then I was not talking about Bashar, even though I was like listening to Bashar hardcore. I was like, people cannot grasp that Daryl Anker is channeling an extraterrestrial being from another planet that is a different dimension called Bashar. And he's just like saying like all these things that people cannot grasp, that you create your past from the present, like all these things. Like people are not ready for that. And I'm not ready to be the crazy person. And I want to up-level people, because if I just sound like a crazy person and people just dismiss it, I cannot up-level them. So then I found like people like Joe Dispenza. I was like, he cites all these studies. He is in mainstream. So if I talk about Joe Dispenza, that like you are the placebo, people can grasp it. So I talked a lot about that. And yeah, it shifted more and more into the whole thing. Like not just healthy lifestyle choices, but a healthy mindset, following your joy, synchronicity, the structure of reality, all these things. And then in my late 20s, it's like when I almost died, when like my appendix bursted in Bali and I had all these surgeries. And on the fifth surgery, like I had what I call a walk-in experience, meaning a walk-in is like if more of yourself, quote unquote, walks into you, like anything cannot enter you. It's just you wake up to more of who you are. Like I also love how Bashar says it, that right now we are like our little fingers. And the whole rest of us is in spirit right now. Like the biggest portion of us is in spirit right now. Just like a tiny bit of us is here. Like we're so much bigger than like me right now talking, my physical self, like you're listening right now. You are so much bigger, so much greater. Like you are, wow. And now after this fifth surgery, I'm not just my little finger, but I'm like my whole arm. Yeah, my whole arm. Like, yeah, I'm like so awake in this suit. I woke up and I was like, whoa, oh my God, like what? And that's why I needed like all the surgeries and almost dying and being in the hospital, that I wake up from a big surgery, so I was like feeling super numb, and I could say, oh, it's the medication I took and side effects, I hallucinate, and I'm like, oh no, this just doesn't go away. Oh no, I just see auras and frequencies, and my higher self just talks to me all the time, and I feel my spirit guides all around me guiding me. I see the synchronicity so obviously in everything. And every night I go to sleep, I actually wake the fuck up. I am awake. Everything becomes more and more lucid. Wow. So yeah. And then I like still was trying to do like content about vegan and building muscle and a good biceps exercise, but I was just like so awake in the suit that I couldn't. And then my content quickly shifted into what it is now. Because who am I kidding? This is me. I'm so awake in the suit. Let's share about the whole thing. Because as I said earlier, I'm the alien. My life theme is going ahead. And being like this super embodied multidimensional alien now that speaks about exactly this, so other people can listen to that and feel comfortable. If he can do it, I can do it, because I also unlock all these psychic abilities we all have. I also have different personalities that I unlock, but I don't want to like sound like a multidimensional, having a disorder, schizophrenic, crazy person. I'm so afraid what society thinks, people who don't even know themselves, what they think about me and put their projections on me. And I don't give a fuck, because I see through that shit, that it's just their stuff and has nothing to do with me. And I love going ahead, being that, so other people can feel comfortable being themselves. Can I get a hello there? Shout out to Infinite Waters. All right, but now I want to go back to nutrition. This was a little going into spirit. I told you, this is what I love to do. Just like, wow. So yeah, early 20s till late 20s. I think this, my appendix bursted when I was, I think, 28. And then this walk-in experience when I was 29. And now I'm 31, by the way. And my birthday is on 9th, a portal day, wow, September 9th. So this year I'm gonna turn 32. Okay, my early 20s, basically my whole 20s, I was like, yeah, eating a healthy whole food plant-based diet, promoting it. And there I was like so passionate about bodybuilding, weightlifting, however you want to call it, getting buff, looking good, naked. And also I really loved getting strong there. I loved squats, deadlifts, and bench press, especially squats and deadlifts. Like deadlifts was my favorite heavy compound exercise, because it's always the same, I think, for most people, is when you're sorry, it's my dog barking, Afro. It's the post guy. Is there a single dog on planet Earth that likes the post guy? Post office guy? Or girl? Or woman? Or alien? Well, I don't think so. Let's take a sip of my cacao. What I wanted to say is, whatever compound exercise you're the strongest in, you often like the most. So deadlifts, I was really strong and came natural to me. My highest was like doing 200 kilograms for reps. This was like my peak. And then I could feel, oh, I could do more, but then I'm just like, the form is suffering. Like I was such a proper form German, like teaching like form over everything, form over weight, over momentum. Your form needs to be proper. Otherwise you injure yourself. You're not training the target muscle. Like this is how I talked all day. And now I just cannot, because it's just like, I don't crow there anymore. Like I know how to build muscle and all these things, and now I'm just like in no box anymore. Because once I like really awaken, I was like, oh, there is no box. There's no box. Okay. Whoa. So I was really into weightlifting, and thus I was also eating a lot to build more muscle and get bigger and bigger. And I was also supplementing creatine. And I don't care what people say. Creatine is only in your muscles, like you only store it in your muscles. Just want a chill song. Here we go. And yeah, maybe you only store it in your muscles, but you have muscles everywhere, including your jaw, and my face just got so much more puffy. Like my entire 20s, baby, I had a, what I would call, chubby face. And some people store less, some people more fat in their face. We all have different fat storage proportions. I store the most fat in my face and then my chest. My chest is great because it looks like muscular. Like I'm such a weak bench presser and I have like this super muscular looking chest. And I'm like, this is cool because who cares about how much weight I bench press? It's all about the looks, you know? Who are we kidding? But the face I don't like because I was like lean bulking. So I was like often in a slightly caloric surplus. Meaning like I ate more than I burned. So I have like a surplus of calories and amino acids to build muscle. But then I was like a little, however you want to call it, like in a bulk. And plus the creatine, my face was just chubby, what I would consider chubby. And as soon as I like didn't care anymore and stopped using creatine, I was like, wow, my face got so lean. And I was a little like angry at the fitness industry because every video I watched, they were all like, you don't store it in your face. This is bullshit. You don't get chubby or anything. You just store it in your, it's just increasing, I think, your water storage in your muscles. And creatine actually works greatly. Like I tried it, like during my bodybuilding career, I went on and off because I already had this feeling like this makes me a bit chubby. And then when I didn't take it, I couldn't do like 2-3 reps less. And back then I wanted to get bigger, progressive overload, lightweight baby, let's go. So I quickly went back on creatine so I could do more reps and thus make more progression because that's what I cared more about. But now, like, I don't know, a bit more than a year ago, I didn't care about it at all anymore. I just wanted to like feel good in my body. And I stopped using creatine and then my face got so lean and I was like, oh my God, I look so good. Like, wow. Okay, fuck creatine. And don't get me wrong, creatine is like the, I would say, best natural supplement if you want to build more muscle. If that is like your highest excitement, I can highly recommend it. If you don't care about like building the most muscle and just want to like be fit and look good and healthy and do fitness and just feel good in your body, I don't recommend taking creatine. And I also recommend, do an experiment, take it and then don't take it and see how you look and feel. Like when I got together with Brittany, she's still a little mad at me for that. I was giving her creatine as well. Because, you know, back then I was like the German that like took so many supplements and wanted to make sure and this and that. And still, like, I think many supplements are so important, but creatine, like, Brittany doesn't need it. But also it was like because I had a multi-nutrient back then from my supplement sponsor, Rocker Nutrition, and the creatine was already in it. So I just wanted to give it a multi-nutrient, but yeah, the creatine was in it. So what then happened is she got like, she gained weight in a weight she didn't like at all and never had that before. And then she got off creatine and like the water weight just like disappeared. The body just flushes it out and you produce all the creatine you need naturally. But yeah, as I said, if you're super into weightlifting, bodybuilding, power, especially like power lifting, creatine is like your holy grail. But if you're not, because now I don't care, I don't even know how much I bench press. Like I don't track any weights and reps anymore. Like I slowly want to talk more about where I'm now in the timeline. And spoiler, like I don't track any weights, any reps or anything like that. I just like do what feels good and oh my God, you get so rewarded. I look better than ever. Like I'm so lean, and this is what I want to talk about like soon, how I eat now, that I'm leaner than ever and I eat like in such abundance. Like I don't track calories, I don't think about it much. I just eat in a healthy, aligned way. listening to my body consciousness. I'm so embodied these days that I just cannot overeat anymore because it doesn't feel good. And especially us German, Austria, Switzerland, we're like often our programming is that we're like really in our heads and not embodied at all. And a lot of us have like body dysmorphia and eating disorders. And me too, like before the surgeries, looking back, I had like such a body dysmorphia because I got into bodybuilding competitions. I did men's physique competitions. And once I did my first shred, and also just for the record, I only did one men's physique competition. And then soon after my appendix bursted, like basically right after the competition, I flew to Bali. And then I almost died because my higher self is like, Ferdi, don't keep doing these bodybuilding competitions and get a hardcore body dysmorphia and overconsume caffeine and joint aches and be the walking dead and be like this gym bro who doesn't grow anymore and is just like really insecure. No, you need to grow hardcore. You need to stop being attached to your looks. I'm gonna rip off your belly 6 times, your scar is gonna look different every time. You're like, who the fuck am I? So you stop like being attached to your looks and see your beauty in the inside and do all your inner work and fucking grow on the next level and get ready to fucking shapeshift because you're not attached to your meat suit anymore. And now I wake you up, fist surgery, wow, where you actually see it as a suit. Before I was like, what do you mean? Like my meat suit, my pleasure suit, I'm in the suit. I was like, I am my body. And then I woke up from the surgery. I'm like, I'm not my body. I'm not my thoughts. I'm an indestructible soul. And I look into your eyes and see an indestructible soul as well. We're these infinite beings. We don't have a soul. We are a soul. Like this all is not outside our consciousness. It's happening inside our consciousness. So then I was like, I'm not my body. Like, this is just a vessel for this temporary human experience we experience. And my body is actually like my higher self talking to me, like, ah, my left side hurts, like my neck. The left side is your feminine. The right side is your masculine. Ah, why does my left side neck hurt? Ah, I'm like, it's like all talking to you. Like nothing is like a coincidence. Everything is talking to you. Everything is guiding you. And once you like slow down, take a deep breath and pay attention. Everything makes sense and you feel the divine guidance. And it's just like comes so naturally to you to follow your joy and you get so full of this divine, you find in everything that excites you. And you feel so good because you actually follow your joy and don't be attached to things anymore and like feel emptiness and try to fill the void with more muscle and food or substances or any of that because you're so full of the divine that you find in your excitement every single moment because this is who you are. You embody your true natural self and you remember more and more who you actually are and why you came here in this timeline. You're on a big mission. You're a fellow starseed like me. We're here to awaken the collective. And we all picked a different life theme. That's why we need every single one of us. So I need you to step in your power. Let's go. Follow your joy. Okay, this song is a little too much for me. Oh, I love this so much that I just take a hook. I talk about nutrition and I just channel a great podcast. And I really don't want to rush anything because there's so much I want to unpack, but I want to like keep making podcasts because what we're here doing in actuality, we're just hanging out on a really high vibration. And we're talking about something graspable that you can follow along and I can take you up into spirit. And we're just hanging out on a high vibration. And it's just a safe space for us to, yeah, feel safe because this timeline is still right now a professional in creating unsafe spaces. Like Britain and I would joke, we're like, let's walk around and applaud people for like creating such unsafe spaces. Like you're doing such a good job in creating such an unsafe space here. Wow, this really traumatizes people. Good job. So yeah, we don't do that. No, we actually use our power to educate people and speak up.
Let's go.
Okay. Where did I go off? Nutrition. Ah, yeah. Stop using creatine. Okay, so I ate. Now let's talk about nutrition. I ate. Let's move forward. Yeah, let's come more in the now. I then, after the surgeries, quickly discovered high carb, low fat, and for like my whole 20s, I was already eating pretty much like a super high carb, but more like moderate fat and not super low fat. And carbs are like carbs are life. Like carbs give you energy. Like, oh my god, carb up to keep up. Like cut carbs, cut life. Big facts. Like this is what every single cell in our body thrives on. Our muscles, our brain, our entire body, fructose, glucose. I call them healthy carbs and clean carbs. What I mean by that, healthy carbs is like coming from whole foods, like fruits, vegetables, legumes, whole grains, potato, starchy vegetables, sweet potatoes. Give me those carbs. Make me a big porridge. Make me a nice cream. Carb the fuck up. Healthy carbs, that it comes like in the whole food and not isolated. And also this one is really important. Like sugar is not bad. Sugar, like the whole food industry wants like a villain, and we just use sugar to be like the villain. Sugar is bad. And we're also brainwashed like, oh, sugar is bad. Like, no, what the fuck is sugar? Sugar is just neutral energy, and sugar is found in every complex carbohydrate. This is actually what makes it yummy. If you eat a watermelon that tastes like nothing, you're like, this is a bad watermelon. No, it's just not ripe because the sugar isn't yet developed in it. And if it tastes super sweet, you're like, oh, this watermelon is so good. What makes it so good is the fructose, the glucose, the sugar, 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 sugar. And then when we isolate sugar, we're like, oh, sugar in fruits, sugar in sweet potatoes, this is good. This is healthy because it's in the whole food. But isolated sugar, oh, it's the devil. I'm like, oh my god, please look at your programming. Like, where did you learn that from? The food lobby that want to sell you some low carb junk food, some artificial sweetener, processed things that are like, what is even in there, you know? But then just isolated sugar, it's you take a whole food and you just isolate the sugar out of it. So you have just like sugar. And every day we have like nutrients that we need to cover. It's called our essential nutrients. And those we need to cover. Wait, I need a chill song because I'm now going into like explaining the basics. But this is really important, the basics. I mean, most of you, you're listening, you're like, yep, I've done my basic, I know them. But I just want to say them like one more time, because like the last many months, I haven't talked about this at all. And I just want you still to like stay awake, not be like, oh my God, sugar is bad. Oh my God, here we go. So every day we need to cover our essential nutrients. And this is actually not true, because what you eat in one day, it fucking doesn't matter. It's like more your weekly, your monthly balance. You can fast one day, eat nothing, no problem. You can eat one day just like watermelon, it's all cool. You eat a whole week just watermelon, 2 weeks just watermelon, here the deficiencies slowly start. Like deficiencies slowly start after like 2 weeks. Like for some nutrients, we have a big storage, for some nutrients, not such a big storage. So after already a couple of weeks, it like, depending also on so many factors, like if you are fat, if you're obese, your storage is way bigger. But if you're really lean, your storage is less big. Obvious. Like these things are also obvious, and it's so important to study them once, to understand it, to then just like stay healthy, stay in shape year round, feel good year round. Because this is all we got, how we feel. And not just like also buy into bullshit like, oh, I'm a flip-flopper, now I think this is good. No, I don't know, like, now I need to cut carbs and now I need to, like, no more gluten. Gluten is the devil. Oh, no, it's the sugar. Oh, now I just do a juice fast. And then you're such a flip-flopper feeling super weird all the time. Calm down. Just fucking educate yourself and get your bullshit meter super sharp. So that's why my 20s, I was already eating like super healthy, high carb, moderate fat only, because I read books like The Starch Solution, How Not to Die, How Not to Diet, Dr. Esselstyn, all these amazing, legit, plant-based doctors and their books, and was really studying like Bible. And I never studied the actual Bible because it's so mistold. I study like the Bible from the Astashic record, how it actually happened, how Jesus is a fellow, you know, alien, Anunnaki, and we're waking up to all of that big times. But back to nutrition. Let's talk about how sugar is just neutral energy. Eat dates in the morning, make an ice cream, and see how warm you get energy. And here's the important thing. So I just want to say two more things about this. Sugar itself is not bad. It's like, take something that's actually bad, like a carcinogen, a cancer-causing substance. For example, tobacco. Tobacco is shit. It causes cancer. Take a substance that actually causes inflammation, like saturated fat. It's unhealthy. And of course, it's always the dosage. When I drink like my cacao in a fancy restaurant, I have some whipped cream. It has saturated fats. It's just a little bit. It's no biggie at all. Not at all. Because I don't eat saturated fats at all, basically. And if I have it here and there, no problemo. But if I eat saturated fats, trans fats every day because I eat animal products like meat and dairy and cheese, tons of saturated fats. My, what are they called in English? Arteries get clogged, and it starts like the smaller arteries, like to your penis. Erectile dysfunction is a precursor for your bigger arteries, like heart attack, or to your brain, a stroke. Get those fucking saturated fats out of your diet. Stop eating these greasy, nasty animal products. And I'm not saying you have to go vegan again. I'm just like, listen to your body consciousness, and I'm telling you, in general, more plants, less dense foods, less animal products, less chunk, and see how you feel. And with chunk, I mean like deep fried shit, highly processed shit, just like something sugary for me isn't chunk at all. And here again, we need to cover our nutrients. So for me, this already comes so intuitively that I eat out of the five food groups every day, which is fruits, vegetables, legumes, whole grains, nuts and seeds. Every day. Not every day, but almost every day. And if I haven't eaten something in like a couple of days, I know that. Now it's so intuitive for me. I don't think about it much. And then I even get a craving. So I'm like, hey, babe, I haven't eaten so many greens lately. Let's get out. Let's get a big salad. You get a salad. I get a salad. We both share it. Let's get a green juice. Oh, wow. We covered our vegetable big times. I haven't eaten so many nuts. I put some, this is a new add-on I do right now. It's fantastic. I add peanuts into my ice cream. Just like a little handful. You cover your nuts and you don't need more than a handful. I recommend low fat, medium fat. You don't need more. Otherwise, you just turn it into fat. Your body doesn't need it at all. There's nothing in it that you need besides like a little bit of like a handful of nuts and seeds per day. And oil is just garbage. I recommend getting oil out of your diet unless you want to gain weight. Like, eat the whole foods. Eat the olives instead of the olive oil. Eat the walnuts instead of the walnut oil. Because what is like oil? They take a whole food like an olive and they strip away most of the nutrients and you're left with pure fat. You're just eating pure fat. And then there's like all this bullshit out there. Like, olive oil is so good. Da-da-da. You scroll down, sponsored by olive oil industry. Duh. And people just like flip-flopping and having no education about healthy lifestyle choices. And are just like yeah, their weight is flip-flopping and they're chubby and they're like, I don't know, I think I need to cut gluten. I think I need to drink my urine. Or you just fucking get educated about these things. It's not that hard. Just like a little recommendation. Because it drives me crazy when people are like, get so obsessed about things, what is bad and like don't understand the simplicity of nutrition and our biology. And that's why I talk like this, because I really studied it for a decade. I feel amazing. Like, look at me. Why do I look so good? And because I'm like practicing healthy lifestyle choices and they're actually healthy. That's why I'm glowing. So it's really simple. It's really simple. That's why I talk about these things. Okay, back to the basics. I just talked about many things in short, but I also don't want to talk about them long because this is what I did my entire 20s. Like my higher self in my suit is already like, what are you even talking about? But my physical self is like, no, we need to emphasize it because people are still thinking sugar is bad and olive oil is the solution. My JBL boombox just died. I'm gonna play it on my laptop. So covering our essential nutrients, it's so amazing to study what the essential nutrients actually are, how to cover them, eating out of all food groups, consuming supplements that make sense, like if you don't get sun or the ultraviolet index is not high enough, vitamin D, vitamin B12, omega-3 from algae oil, like all these things. These are like the three most important supplements. And I would recommend like taking a good multi-nutrient where you cover like also some critical nutrients that you just make sure, like iodine for example. So, and then back to sugar, that sugar is just simple energy. So do I eat refined sugar all the time? No. Every now and then, yes. Yeah. But I prefer eating the whole foods, because that's also the thing. If you eat like sugary things, your taste buds will change. And then whole foods don't taste as good anymore. I like tried this a bunch of times where I ate like lots of sugary things, like sugary cereals and sugary beverages. And they're just like too sugary. But then my taste buds get numb or like adjust to that. And then when I eat like a super sweet watermelon and mango, they taste dull, they taste not as sweet anymore. And then I was like, hold on, let's cut these sugary things and like moderate them. And then all of a sudden my taste buds adjusted and the mango tasted like the biggest candy. I was like, oh my god. And this is what I love: natural, healthy. Like, also don't get into the natural fallacy that you thrive for what's natural, because many things in nature are actually brutal as fuck. And only because they're unnatural, like talking into a microphone, living in a house, doesn't mean they're not good. I thrive for what is healthy, what is aligned. Balancing, being a fully integrated being. Wow, I talk about so many things, but I already talked about them in so much details, and you already are so spot on, Bloom Babies, that I don't get into it. You're just like, check, I got it all. It's a good reminder. Thank you, but I already got it. I'm so proud of you for fucking being on this high vibration, fucking getting it. Most people are out there blind, having no clue about anything, and just the blind leading the blind. Why do you think we're here? Why do you think us star seeds are here? To raise the vibration of the collective, to lead the blinds, because if the blind are leading the blind, shit goes down. So we are here, wow, to embody that all, to literally shine so people catch up, are uplifted. So that's why I talk about all these things. So yeah, but then I love putting some sweet things into things to make it more yummy. I nowadays also use honey. For me, honey is not a big thing. I use the honey that is like locally grown in Thailand and organic. It's always about the energy, the relationship. So I put honey in tons of things. So we have different sweetener, like balsamic vinegar, whatever we have right now. Like when I make popcorn, we have a popcorn machine. I love making popcorn. I put some salt over it and some honey and I love it. But you can use agave nectar, like they're all the same. Like here on the island, it's just like, I'm also limited living here on the island in that regard. because like in Berlin, I could go to any organic store all the time and we have like all the fancy products. Here right now, I go to a 20 baht store and it has like as a sweetener still a lot, like I'm like it's amazing here, but not as much. So yeah, I also loved it. That it's just like here, it's so simple, you know? Like my kitchen in Berlin, it's great because I have like all the staples, but then sometimes I was overeating more than here because I just like only have like whole foods here basically. And then yeah, what am I gonna make? I'm gonna make an ice cream. I'm gonna make some popcorn. I'm gonna like go to my favorite Thai food restaurants around and call them. I say, same, same. I bring my Tupperware. I have the brown rice with the vegetables and the tofu and the masamam curry and the green curry, all the good stuff. Always like no oil, no coconut milk, and they already get me. So I just say, same, same. I have like a lot of Thai mamas here. It's really amazing. So yeah, let's just shift into how I eat nowadays, which is just fully in alignment, following my body consciousness, which is like, I wake up often in the morning, depending on the evening. If I ate like a good hearty meal in the evening, I'm not so hungry in the morning. So often I just make my cacao coffee, I go to the gym or make a podcast. Yesterday evening, I don't even know what I ate because I'm like so in the flow, but I was hungry in the morning, like a little bit. So I eat watermelon. We get watermelons delivered here from one of our Thai mamas. Shout outs to you, Mama Koi. I love you. Thank you. She always delivers us like once we run out. 15 huge juicy watermelons, so we're like stacked. So we always have some in the fridge because cold watermelon, that's where it's at. So in the morning I cut some fresh watermelon and dates. I love dates. I eat a bunch of dates. Wow, and I have some carbs in my system, some actual energy, because caffeine, it's a fun. I love coffee, like, and cacao. Not too late, because the quarter lifetime of caffeine is like 12 hours. So if you drink a coffee at noon, a quarter of that is still at your system at midnight. So I drink it early and just one mostly and not too much. Watch my relationship update vlog for how I make my cacao coffee. It's really cool. And also the minimalist in me, I don't have a coffee machine. I just use instant coffee powder, some sweetener, cacao powder, peppermint extract, sometimes some vegan protein powder, and also like adjusting it. I take vegan protein powder if I haven't had protein in a while. If I didn't have like such a hearty dinner and I'm going to the gym, I put like a solid amount of protein in my coffee. So I'm like having all those amino acids for my training, that the protein synthesis is activated. And I activate my protein synthesis multiple times per day so my muscles can like grow and recover. Like all these things I do now intuitively. Like I don't think about them anymore. But it's so nice to be educated once. Like I really educated myself and I really tried it on my body. Like I was also, when I was into high carb, low fats, I'm like, let's try not consuming like much protein. And I just lost a bunch of muscles. And the great thing about muscles is the muscles you build, you have for life. It's called muscle memory. Like building new muscles, that gets like more and more challenging the closer you reach your natural limit. But the muscles you already built, your body remembers. Muscle memory, like the cells are in you, just deactivated, but they wow. Like when I was in the hospital almost dying, I was like only bone and skin. I lost all my muscle mass and I so quickly got them back. But yeah, when I got together with Brittany and was going to the gym less, and I was like just like eating mostly fruits for a while, which was also great because I was like still a little bit chubby and really got embodied, but I was also losing so much muscle mass. And nowadays, like I tried it a bunch of times where I was like, yeah, less protein. And I'm like, I'm just losing muscle mass. So if you're working out, if you're into building muscle and want to keep your muscle, protein is important. Amino acids. And I recommend if you do some sort of exercise, have vegan protein powder. This is the easiest way to make sure you have your protein covered. I put it in my nice cream and it also tastes amazing. I put it, if it's like nicely flavored, I put it in my nice cream, I put it in my coffee. I don't like protein powder in my porridge. I have like another thing I love to do. I take bland milk or even water with flavored like chocolate protein. I mix it to like a pudding. I add cornflakes and frozen blueberries and some cinnamon. It's fantastic. It's like such a nice snack that is full of protein and carbs, and just like if we're like going for an adventure and I quickly want to like eat something, so like that is yummy, and I'm like, okay, I have protein and carbs and energy in my system, I make this, it takes like 2 minutes, it's super yummy, super healthy. Like, this is how quickly you can, because I really see nutrition like whatever I'm eating, I'm becoming. And it's like the most important thing is what you eat. What you eat will determine how healthy you are. And then the second most important thing is how much you eat. How much you eat will determine your weight. Like being super lean, being underweight, having a healthy natural weight like I am body, or being like a little chubby, being fat, being obese. So these are by far the most important thing: what you eat and how much you eat. And then things like meal timing come into play. And for me, it's all like I see, what food I eat, I will become, and also what food I eat when. Like when I go to the gym, I eat some fruits, some dates, so I have like sugar, glucose, fructose, energy, sugar is energy in my system, and some fake energy, like caffeine, because for me it's fun. I also quit caffeine a bunch of times, but I like don't take drugs anymore, and for me caffeine, I really like the little, like right now I do a podcast, and I like the little caffeine boost I have, so I can like talk a lot and my cognitive function is really there, like, oh my God. And I take the price for later having like a little like, oh, I feel more zen, I'm gonna lay down, I'm gonna chill. And I just love this. But also I know it's fake energy. I borrow energy from the quote unquote future, whereas real energy is in rest, in sleep, in carbs, in sugar. So I make sure I have actually real energy in my system, plus the quote-unquote fake energy, instead of like eating fats before I go to the gym, like peanut butter, because fats slow you down. But if I know like, oh, now I want to chill, now I want to like wind down of the day, I eat some cooked food with like some fats, so I can like for me, especially in the evening when I eat a solid meal, I get so in the anabolic state, because my body is using all the amino acids and the nutrients to like recover and build and repair. And it's huge. Like yesterday I got my cooked food with Brittany at the sunset. So I go to my Thai mama, I call her. Like it was such a nice day yesterday. We were in the sauna. Like I had an amazing training. I went in the gym sauna and ice bath and I chilled there. Brittany had a human design reading and then she joined me in the sauna. I was calling my Thai lady there, like for the food, and it's mostly taking 20 minutes. I drove home with the scooter. I picked up my Tupperware and my bear, our dog, drove to the Thai food. They filled it up and I took it for sunset and I went for a swim and I had such a nice chat in the water at sunset with Brittany. And the water's right now, because it's so hot, really warm. It's like a warm bath. It's so nice. The sun went down and I got hungry and I got the food in the water and we're just laying there eating, bathing, and just like in nature was so beautiful. And also I got so like, oh, I'm so done, like riding our scooter home, like I don't want to do it. Of course, once I'm on a scooter, I love riding a scooter. But that's why like, oh, next time I eat the food at home. Because before I eat the food, I'm like, yeah, let's go, I can move, I can walk. But in the evening when I eat like a solid meal and I exercise in the day and stuff, I'm like done, my body. And I love it. It's called the anabolic state, but it's so powerful once you know it, because you can, quote unquote, I'm not planning it. It's all in the synchronistic flow. You're just knowing, you're just in knowingness of how your body works and stuff. So you can make healthy, aligned choices, that I don't have a stomach ache when I go to the gym because I eat something super greasy. And I don't eat greasy food in general because it's just like so bad for me and I feel disgusting. Like you touch something greasy like a pizza that is like full of saturated fats, ugh, your hands, you don't want to touch your phone or anything, you wash your hands with soap. And then imagine this greasy shit being in your body. It's so disgusting for you and your endothelium system, it's like the inner wall of your arteries, it's damaging for them. So I recommend cut the oil, cut the saturated fats. Like again, like if I eat a nice, but even even when I go to the place where I have like a fancy drink with whipped cream, I always give it to Brittany. But I have like a little bit, you know, because a little bit is fun, but too much, I just like, I feel it. I'm so sensitive and I laugh because we're actually that sensitive. We're just like numbing ourselves with like things too often as starseeds deal with this crazy society. So we sometimes want to get less sensitive to like cope with this shit world. But then like, no, let's actually awaken, get sensitive and then lead the way, you know. So now I have to be, quote unquote, have to be so careful with what I eat because immediately like, no. Like if, for example, I buy a fun drink at 7-Eleven, like a Sprite. I love every now and then, I buy a fun drink, it's sparkly, it's cold, I come from the waterfall. I take like one sip when I go out of the 7-Eleven, I'm like, oof, this is way too sugary, but it's great, one sip is great. I drive home, what I do then, I dilute it, I take like another sip, like a shot of Sprite or like the 7-Eleven Sprite, which is cheaper and it's not this big industry, which I'm like, I don't want to support it, but do it every now and then because it's a fun drink. Anyways, I take like a shot of that and dilute it with water and like tea. I love diluting it with tea as well. And it's like this fun drink where it's just like a little sweet because I'm so sensitive. And sure, I could like chuck a Sprite down and get used to this sugary thing. But then everything else tastes blunt, you know, like real fruits and stuff. So I love being that sensitive and still like having fun things. And but then I know like, oh, this ice cream is made out of that. Why don't I go at home where I have nice cream? I always make sure, as I said, we have tons of watermelons and also tons of bananas. I make sure we always have our freezers full of frozen ripe bananas. So I have a ton of banana. I let them ripen. Once they actually ripe, I peel them, I freeze them. I also have frozen berries in my freezer, like a lot. If I run out, I get it that day mostly, because I want to be able to make nice cream every day. It's so important that you have these things at home, that when you get hungry, you don't call your pizza place or buy some shit or have shit at home. Like, do you actually want to become that thing? Do you want to become that Ben and Cherry, or do you want to become this healthy nice cream, which is like 7 frozen bananas, frozen blueberries, cinnamon, vegan protein powder, some other spices, peppermint extract, a handful of peanuts, and nice toppings like cornflakes and some other nuts and seeds. Yes, I want to become that because it tastes amazing. I can eat a shit ton of it. I feel amazing and I'm healthy as fuck. I'm glowing. Yes, 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 yes. Like, some people were like making fun about me in my 20s, like, oh, you're so passionate about healthy lifestyle choices. It's so cringe how you talk about mango is candy. I'm like, you should go and love yourself. Like, yeah, like, see how good you can feel. And then you see people suffering and like, you feel amazing. So you talk like this, of course, because here, this is what makes you feel good. Anyways, I really like this podcast because I was so all over this place. And also, I was a little bit in like, oh my God, I need to like repeat certain things that I talked about so many times in the past. So if I sounded a little bit frustrated, it wasn't frustration. It was just like, I talked about it so many times and it's just so important, these things. And many people still don't know about them. Like many people about nutrition, I'm like, just like, oh my God, you're like, but no, bacon is so healthy and butter and this and like in this way, I'm just like, or you just like fucking wake up and get it. Or not. But I just keep leading by example and I just had to tell you some of the key things another time. If you want more of that, go listen to my old podcast. I speak about these things in details. And yeah. So nowadays, I think, you know what? I think I'm going to make a second part about it. So because there's just so much more to say, like a typical day, how I eat, I want to say it now briefly because I might not make a second podcast about it, but also I do want to make a second podcast about it. So that's why just briefly. tons of fruits, like tons of watermelon. I make one big, big ice cream, at least one for me and Brittany, almost every day, sometimes twice per day. But then also I love to get cooked food. I love cooked Thai food, like brown rice, vegetables, tofu. I love papaya salads. I love masamam curries. I love green curries. I love just making my own popcorn. Like after a while, after living too long in Thailand, like after like a couple months, half a year, Thai food is the best. And then all of a sudden, I want some European food. So I always make sure I have like cornflakes at home and popcorn, like popcorn kernels, and I have a popcorn machine, things like that. And then we have like so nice juice places. I get like a juice, I get a coconut water. We get like a like vegan balls that are made out of whole foods that are like tasting like cookie dough. They're like a blaze here that is super yummy. We love them. Like actually like cookie dough, and it's just 100% whole foods. It's so good. Like there are tons of these places here, some fancy vegan restaurants where I go every now and then. You can check it out in my latest vlog. I showed you one. It's called Relationship Update 2.0. There I show you a vegan restaurant in the menu when I want to get something fancy, something else. So yeah. Yeah, there's so much more to say. But I already said it in like my past content a lot. But yeah, if you have specific questions like, hey, talk more about this or that, let me know in the comments down below, because I can talk about anything. But I want to talk about what you actually care about the most, what you want to know. So please let me know in the comments down below. And if you don't have a question but enjoyed that, just let it rain some love in the comments. That means a lot to me and it helps the video to be seen by more people. So yeah, I encourage you, practice healthy lifestyle choices, follow your joy, embody who you are. We need you in your power, bloom baby, stay in your center. Like we're going through a big, huge collective shift. We're awakening and the light is so bright. It's shining to all the shadows and people need to face their shit. And many of them are freaking out, going crazy, and it needs us to be in our centers, take care of our suits, following our joy, and leading the way. So the people who want to shift with us in this reality, the new earth, the new golden age, however you want to call it, can see us and by that reflection also choose that or just shift away. Thanks for listening. Until next time. Peace out.